Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your
bed. In honor of our good friend Ruth King, that's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Which is where Ruth lives. Ruth King is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ruth's website is thecouragetobeprofitable.com. That's the book website, right, Ruth?
Right, and that's where everything is coming out of these days, is the Courage to be Profitable.
The Courage to be Profitable, that's the name of her book. And, folks, you gotta check it out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Ruth, we're talking about... Thanks again, by the way, and Happy New Year. Thanks for a great 13 with us, and let's have a good 2014 together. What do you think?
I think that would be phenomenal. And let's see whether we can help some of your listeners, too.
And the best way we can do that is if we all do a better job. We all become a little bit smarter, a little bit more disciplined in managing our financials. Ruth, you know, you talked about bottom-up budgeting earlier. When I started managing my cash with a cash flow projection, and I've talked about this several times on the show, maybe 100 times over the years or more on the show, Ruth, when I started doing that, managing it myself, even if it wasn't perfectly tied to the checking account, perfectly tied to everything else, by me getting a global picture of where my cash was going, when I was going to be short of cash, when I was going to have extra cash, by having that global perspective on my business, that really helped me to become a better manager.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because it forced you to look not only, you know, at tomorrow or the next day or the next week, but it forced you to look at next month and the month after that and really look at the global perspective for an entire year. Or did you just do it for a quarter?
I did it for a whole year, but a while back, I actually went out 5 years.
Okay.
For several years now, I've been projecting cash for 5 years.
And that's something that most people don't do. You know, you and I talked about, I have a 45-year goal, which is now a 43-year goal. And I set that when I was 55.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to do this till I'm 100. The goal's there.
Right.
Anyway, let's get back because, you know, before the break we were talking about, you know, if you don't have this, and I've walked into companies who have multi-million-dollar companies where the owners still don't know the number, so it doesn't have to be somebody who's just, you know, a sole proprietor or anything along those lines. Don't think it's just the little companies, but there are larger companies who do this. You know, and at some point in time, you will get to the point where you are going to do this. You're going to get to a point, like a friend of mine did, where she had nothing in her checking, banking, you know, in her business checking account. Mm-hmm. She had no clients coming in, no, you know, for employees and stuff
like
that.
She was out of business.
And she was basically out of business, and she basically said, I've had enough. And it was the day that really changed her life. She actually got smart about what she's doing. I mean, she and I've helped her over the years, too. But in 7 months, because she changed her mindset and she actually started paying attention, she has two major clients. She put a ton of money away this year, and I'm not going to tell you how much. She has all of her expenses already paid for next year with work that she knows is already contracted for and coming in. I mean, in 7 months, she actually turned her business around.
Wow. And
so
just,
you can do this.
And basically, so she had the ability to create revenue. She had the ability to attract customers. Folks, that's a big deal. But and so she'd been doing that, but she was not keeping up with the pennies. You know, somebody told me a long time ago, Ruth, that if you manage the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves.
They do.
And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about paying attention to where your money comes from, where it's going, so you can have some left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all part of the overall financial management, your financial management plan, which probably includes your bank. You bring your bank these kind of records, they're going to not only see that you're disciplined, but that you got a little sophistication. It makes them feel more comfortable making you a loan, doesn't it?
If you even need a bank loan.
If that's exactly right. If you do this well enough, and if you defer gratification a little bit, you may not need a loan.
That's exactly right.
Small businesses are doing this all the time right now. I mean, bank loan, we've deleveraged so much in the small business sector. Bank loans are very low right now. Bank loan requests are very low right now and have been for several years, Ruth. Ruth, thanks again for being here. Give us the website, please.
www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
All right. Thank you for being here. Come back soon.
I will. Happy New Year, Jim, and
Happy
to everybody.
New Year to you. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, please, please get this book. Please do what Ruth says. If you'll give her 30 minutes a month, she'll help you be more successful with your business in every way. But she'll help you start with the financial management. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.